When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Welcome, everyone, to this Instant Reaction Podcast. My name is Peter Klein, coming off of an incredible Los Angeles Lakers win over the New Orleans Pelicans. We're going to break every part of this game down that just happened just a few moments ago. And we begin with what was a phenomenal game that it feels like the ending we were robbed of a little bit. As Zion Williamson goes down with an injury, Willie Green spoke just a few moments ago. This from Andrew Lopez of the NBA on ESPN, tweeting out, Willie Green says it's left leg soreness for Zion Williamson. He will get imaging done tomorrow. And it is really too bad, because this was the Zion Williamson game. He had 40 points, 11 boards, and another 5 assists in this one. He was doing whatever he wanted offensively. It was the Zion Williamson, or as close to the Zion Williamson that thought we were getting out of Duke, that we have seen so far. He was aggressive in attacking the paint. And basically, anytime he got rolling towards the rim, something good was happening for them. Defensively, he came up with a phenomenal block on LeBron. Not that he overly limited LeBron or anything like that, but defensively, he was good enough as well. This was the type of performance that we were expecting when Zion Williamson came out of Duke as the number one overall pick and was thought to be this transcendent player. Maybe he has lost a touch of the athleticism and explosiveness that he had as a collegiate athlete due to some of the injuries. Hopefully this one isn't too severe and he can play in a couple of days in the play-in game against whoever wins the one that's going on right now. But it is really too bad, because this was such an amazing performance and he bullied the Pelicans back into this game when it looked like the Lakers were kind of going to run away with this one. And it was going to be, you know what, Zion had a great game, but the Lakers were too much on this day. You have Zion basically willing this team back into it. And as he started to roll, the crowd started again to get into it. And then it was opening everything up. And he was so smart out there as well, right? Like, you see the one where LeBron is caught ball watching a little bit and Zion goes to the rim, quick backdoor cut, boom, it's a lay-in. And I believe that tied the game up. And then the play that he gets injured on, he goes right at AD and goes for the lay-in, and it just, something tweaks on him. And I think there's going to be some criticism that it's only left leg soreness. How are you not back in there in what is basically a playoff game, right? But when you when it is that guy, and there are the injuries that you have had, I do think it is better to err on the side of caution. If this was the eighth place game, do they throw him back in there? We'll never know. But this was so unfortunate, because he was a tank, and he was equaled on the other side by LeBron James, who had just another in a career full of tremendous postseason performances. This is the postseason, it's not the playoffs yet. He was insane. He was unbelievable in this game. I thought there were a few times he'd get the smaller defender on him. I'm like, man, just go. But he was waiting for the double team. He was conserving some energy out there a little bit and picking his spots and knowing when to go and knowing when not to go. But he knew he would have it, and eventually they can't help themselves and a double team comes. He passes out of it. It creates an open look for Russell or Reeves or Hachimura in this game, and they were able to execute off of that. His vision, his court presence, all of those things are second to none in this league, whatever. Like, when Jokic is phenomenal, obviously, and all these other guys. But when LeBron is rolling, there is just something different about how he controls this basketball game. And yeah, there were a couple of plays that he would have finished if he would have been about 5 years younger. But he was still getting to the rim and creating some great opportunities, hitting some jump shots as well, and really getting that ball rolling for the Lakers. And I thought it was very telling to in this game how different things were when LeBron was out there and when he wasn't. Just going to look at quickly the box score here, but you could see as soon as LeBron gets off the floor, the offense just stalls. There's nothing going on, and it is a very limiting performance for them. And that caused some really some real big problems here. So LeBron finishes at plus 11. They win this game by four. I can't do the math on that. But either way, so I guess they were minus 7 without him on the floor. That is, honestly, it felt like a bigger differential to me, to be perfectly frank. It just felt like any time that they build up a lead, and then any time LeBron is off the floor, maybe they don't extend it, but they weren't able to extend it. But they didn't necessarily fall behind because the defense was so good. But he was everything that you would need LeBron James to be in this particular game. Such an amazing performance by one of the all-time greats. And we talked about it on Couch Potato Diary. There was no way this team should have tried to throw this one to go into the eight spot. I'm happy they didn't. They battled. They almost threw it away. I'm happy that they were able to battle and pick up the win in this game. Now they do have a tough matchup with the two seed, Denver Nuggets. Other Lakers who stepped up in this game, D'Angelo Russell actually had the best plus minus of anyone on the team at a plus 16. He was unconscious from three to start this game. Russell finishes 5 of 11 from three. In 37 minutes, he had 21 points. He added 6 assists and a really big steal late in this game. It felt like the ball was going to start rolling. Alvarado was going to the rim, and this was one where he overthought it a little bit. And Alvarado goes up to the rim. Reeves is there to challenge, and he passes it away. Reeves is a fine player. I would not, if you were to list the attributes of Reeves, I do think rim protection is about 18th. You know, like, just go at him. But he decides to kick it out. Russell, with an amazing hustle play, comes back, gets the steal. It leads to AD getting some free throws and putting the final nail in this game. Russell was unbelievable to start the game, knocking down every three that came his way. It did cool off in the second half, but then in the fourth quarter, when they really needed it, he once again came up with monster bucket after monster bucket and big play after big play. And you talk about a change in perception of a player, where last season, or going into this season, he signed a contract to be traded, basically. Like, that was everyone's perception of that contract, was he signed it so that that could be cap filler for whatever big trade the Lakers were going to make to try to make a push. And he has turned himself into a reliable knockdown shooter and such an important part of what the Lakers are going to try to do here. If they are going to do anything in this series against the Nuggets, he is going to have to be special going up against Jamal Murray and KCP and the guards of the Denver Nuggets. And his three-point shooting is going to have to be a difference maker in at least three games this series for this team to do anything. But for him, on this big stage, this was an excellent performance. And that big three he knocks down and points at that spot in front of the Pelicans bench, you love to see it for the guy. And it's great to see how he has come back. Also, Davis ends up, I believe it's 20 points he finishes with. Davis finishes with 20 points on 6 of 16 shooting, 15 rebounds, 3 blocks. He was a minus 5. He was out there for the non-LeBron minutes, and that's where the minus 5 comes in. I thought he struggled in this game. He had so many looks at the rim that just missed. And that kind of luck will change, I think, for him. Like, a lot of that was just bad luck. I thought that they kind of needed him to be better. And if they would have blown this game, I think a lot of fingers would have pointed at him, because he was not overly effective. But he came up with probably the biggest play of this game. Not just the Russell steal, but LeBron on an ISO on Daniels. He goes up after it. Do I have the time written down here? I have my notes in front of me. I don't have the time. But he It's AD gets the rebound and he hits both. That puts him up 106. Sorry, you guys are just looking at the top of my head. That puts him up 106-102, and they obviously never trail after that. The Pelicans would cut it to within two, but then Reeves gets it, and they end up being able to pull away after that and pick up a four-point win. But LeBron is ISO'd on Daniels, drives over to the left side, puts up a patented LeBron tough shot that has gone in. You see the Raptor stuff behind me. LeBronto did that to the Raptors so many times, and that would fall. It came up well short, but AD muscles over top of Nance, gets the rebound, and is able to put it in. And that was, or not necessarily put it in, but draw the foul. And that was such a huge moment. And for AD, I thought his defense was very good in this game. And they needed a bit more from him on offense. They got 110 points and they were fine. But if they're going to do anything against Denver, those misses at the rim need to be cleaned up. And he needs to be, I think, much more of a factor in these games, especially in those non-LeBron minutes where there is going to be a lot of focus on him. And I thought, I was a little bit frustrated with the Lakers offense as someone who maybe had a financial investment in this team. I really thought when they went small with Nance out there, immediately AD needs to touch the ball on every possession. And it didn't really do that. And they were selling for a lot of quick shots and a lot of unnecessary shots that ended up missing. And I just thought when New Orleans went small with JV out and Nance at the five, basically every possession needed to start with an AD touch and have him work it into the rim that way. And they didn't necessarily do it, but he finally was able to take advantage of that size advantage that he had and go up at it. It's funny. It seemed like he had the most success when it was Valanciunas on him and he had the speed edge and he was able to try to get around him and hit some of those tough shots. We'll see how he is utilized in this series against the Denver Nuggets, but defensively, he was great. Offensively, it just felt like there was something missing from him in this particular matchup. But defensively, the whole team was great. Like, AD with three blocks. LeBron was good in spots. There was a couple times he was caught ball watching a touch. But defensively, they came up with enough big stops in the middle part of this game that the hill became just a little bit too big for New Orleans to climb. Again, with the giant note that Zion misses the last 3 or 4 minutes because of left leg soreness. Which is, it sucks, but is what it is. On the New Orleans side, this was obviously the Zion Williamson game. And as he goes, they go. And that feels really good for the future. But they needed other players to step up earlier. Like, he had 20 in the first half. No one else had double digits. And it's not like he was just a ball hog. They were getting some opportunities. Nothing was falling. There are some times when, especially when Zion's not on the floor, where the offense is really, really stale. And the ball movement is just basically non-existent. It's just ISO 3, miss. ISO 3, miss. Try to drive, missed. They needed someone to step up. And it's too bad that Ingram got hurt. When he did, he was able to come back, I think, for the last game or two. I think just one. And that, he was clearly out of rhythm. And there were some times where, like, okay, that this is the guy. And there was a couple plays like that. But he wasn't in there for a lot of it down the stretch until Zion comes out. And then they put him back in because they need some scoring. But they needed him to step up. McCollum was really cold until the very, very end. Alvarado is a great player. But when he is your second most effective player on offense, this is a problem. And it was a problem for them here. They just didn't have enough secondary scoring behind Zion to be able to keep up with the barrage from the Lakers with LeBron going. And Hachimura was great from downtown, especially in the third quarter when he had 11. And Russell's going. Vincent's hitting some threes. There just wasn't that from New Orleans here. It was Zion and Zion. And that was it. And they just need a little bit more from a McCollum and from an Ingram in the eighth place game in a couple of days. And anything from Valanciunas. Now, he is not going to have... there's no AD on either Sacramento or Golden State. Obviously, Draymond Green is very good. But I don't think Valanciunas is going to be the matchup for Draymond Green. I think he'll be able to dine out on a couple of these teams and have some success. But all eyes right now are on Zion Williamson and what he is able to do. Because without him, this offense stalled. And without him, they don't have a hope against Golden State or Sacramento. With him, honestly, I think they beat either of them. If he is at 75% of what he was in this game, I think they beat him. That was an incredible performance. And this season, if nothing else for New Orleans, shows what this kid is capable of and what they have to actually build around now. And I think that this offseason is going to be really intriguing for the Pelicans to see, like, okay, how can we build around this guy? Because I think there was part of it where you had to build up this team and you build up Brandon Ingram into kind of this point forward and figure out how you can win without Zion. Now, I do think, obviously injuries can happen, but they can happen to everyone. But I do think that you have to focus on how can we surround this guy with the best talent? Because we have a game changer here. That was such an impressive performance from Zion Williamson in this loss for the Pelicans. So just some quick thoughts on what's going to be the 2-7 matchup now out west with LeBron taking on the Nuggets. Obviously, these two teams played in the Western Conference Final a season ago, and no team has ever been praised for being swept so much than the Lakers against the Denver Nuggets. This season, the Nuggets aren't as deep, and the Lakers probably deeper than they were a year ago. That maybe wins them an extra game. They are going to have to annihilate Denver in the non-Jokic minutes, and they are going to have to really get after Murray if they're going to do it. I'll be interested to see how the Lakers go at Jokic. They've obviously thrown a few things at him all season long. I would imagine it'll be Hachimura to start so that you can keep AD is the floater and LeBron kind of as a floater as well, and try to help it out that way, kind of the way Minnesota went at him the other night, where they had Naz Reid on Jokic so that Gobert was able to float and kind of take away some of those help options. But then Jokic could end up averaging 40 in this series. Like, it is such a difficult matchup for this Lakers squad, but we'll see. I'm happy they didn't tank it and try to go for this one game play-in, but it'll be a very, very interesting matchup now for the Lakers going up against the Nuggets. That is going to do it for this instant reaction show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember to like this video, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment. If you are listening in podcast form, make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to that as well. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. My name is Peter Klein. You can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm at Primetime Klein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK, and you can email this show, CouchPotatoDiary@yahoo.com. Have a great night, everyone, and I'll talk to you after the Warriors and the Kings. I'm out.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.